Hello, my name is Milton Jones. I want to welcome you to Fresh Steps for You, where our goal each time is to feed you with knowledge and with understanding so you can order your steps according to the Word of God and live your best life yet. And yesterday we was talking about how on the second day, God had spoken, said, let there be firmaments, and there was firmaments, and we found out firmaments is another word which is called the heavens. There's a heavenly atmosphere around the earth, there's a heavenly atmosphere above the earth, and there's a heavenly atmosphere even above the stars and the galaxies that we see, which is the third heaven where God himself resides. But what did he do on the third day? On the third day, this is what God said. Remember, everything God created, he uses his words to create. He says this in Genesis chapter 1 verse number 9. He says, and then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. So on this day, you're going to be able to see what God is really put some major parts in place. And he says, and it was so. When God said it, it was so. And God called the dry land, he called that earth. And the gathering together of the waters, he called the seas. So when you see seas that are formed, when you see earth that is formed, our territory, our land that is formed, it didn't just come by some osmosis. It came because when God said it, God saw it. Say it with me. God said it, and then God saw it. And it's the exact same thing that happens in your life. With your life, when you begin to say things a lot, see, this is the thing about it. Your words have power. Whether you believe it or not, whether you understand how it works or not, your words have power. And it's either going to work for your good or it's going to work against you. Why? Because it says death and life. And in Proverbs chapter 18, it says death and life are in the power of your tongue. So when you speak words of death, as things that go against the Word of God, you're going to see a result. When you speak words that line up with the Word of God, you're going to see a result. So you can't pray one way and then talk another. Your words have power, because you're finding out God's Word has power. And further during this week, you're going to find out why it is I say your words have power. My name is Milton Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here at Fresh Steps for You. We'll see you next time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.